89.3, this is the soul of business. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by Colin Chan, Managing Director, Group Marketing, Great Eastern, and Fatima Zora, an advocate for inclusivity and people with disabilities. We welcome both of you to the show, and we start with Colin. Can you tell us why and what inspired Great Eastern to work with artists with disabilities for this latest campaign of yours?
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks for that question. Basically, by collaborating with these artists in our latest campaign, we actually want to share the message of hope to people with disabilities, right? And basically that the disabilities will not limit them, will not define them, and what will define them will be what their dreams are, right? So the reason for this is we recognize that a lot of us, a lot of Singaporeans, have the opportunity to take a more proactive stance in planning to protect themselves, to life-proof their dreams, basically, right? Regardless of what happens, right? And that is what we want to do. So with this collaboration, right, it certainly showed that living with disabilities can be beyond what many people think is possible, right? And take out those stereotypes from people's minds.
Right. Now, this latest campaign is called Live #LifeProof with Great Care Shield. You're trying to throw the spotlight on the topic of disability. And I thought that was actually really, really interesting. So we bring Zora into the conversation. Why did you choose to partner as a disability advocate with Great Eastern on this campaign to raise awareness for people with disabilities?
I think it's because there's a common societal stereotype that people with disabilities are less capable than able-bodied people. And this life-proof campaign by Great Eastern actually presented me the opportunity to show people that people with disabilities are still capable despite our disabilities. And I'm extremely proud to be involved in this meaningful work that Great Eastern is actually doing. And they are advocating the message that, you know, our disabilities don't define us and our dreams do. And this inspirational message resonates with me. So I think and believe that this is what we need to encourage other people with disabilities to not limit what we can do just because of what happened to us. And as a person with a disability, I know and understand the challenges faced by someone with a disability. And this is also the reason why I decided to be part of the Great Eastern campaign to help raise awareness for people with disabilities.
All right, share with us, Zora, your personal journey. Help us understand your challenges.
I was actually suddenly disabled when I was 20 years old. I was involved in a car accident that left me instantly paralyzed. So because I was able-bodied before, I was able to do everything very easily. But now that I lost my body, it was extremely challenging to get back to living life and learning how to live on a wheelchair. But I think with time and a lot of effort, I was able to do this and overcome the trauma that I had to go through with because I was suddenly disabled.
Okay. And I think it takes a lot of courage. Kudos to you. We are speaking with Colin Chan, Managing Director, Group Marketing, Great Eastern, and Fatima Zora, an advocate for inclusivity for people with disabilities. Colin, why did Great Eastern choose to do this campaign through films instead of other mediums like, oh, I don't know, radio maybe?
Well, I guess we actually use a whole mix of different medium or channels, more mix of channels. Mm-hmm. But the baseline medium where we are showcasing the work was film, because it probably brings the message across best, right? And the films that we produced were actually a set of three different sets of films. One was the whole performance itself, which showcased the people with disabilities putting across that performance, and that was called Undefeatable, right? That performance, and we have to me the film I liked the best was the behind the scenes of this video, the performance video, which actually shows that message where even with disabilities, many things are possible,
right?
And that's an important message that we want to put across in our Live Life Proof with Great CareShield campaign, right? And then, of course, we have a little bit more detailed video talking about the solutions that we have for people to consider when they're healthy, to make sure that they have proper protection, financial protection, and all of that, right? How insurance can come in. So it's a whole series of these three. And the reason why we use the film is, especially on that second video, I think it really brings that message across, and really would inspire people and help people see that they shouldn't, like Zora said, shouldn't be limited and shouldn't let their disabilities define them, but still live their dreams, right? So that's in a nutshell why we chose this approach.
All right. Now, I'm going to assume that it was difficult to choose the heroes that you selected for these videos. How did you select them, and how did they feel about participating in this campaign?
Yeah, I think the criteria for selecting these people was to really have people who personified that view of not being limited by their disabilities, mm-hmm. right? I think that is the basis of our selection for the heroes. And from what I understand, the four key characters in that video were very, very engaged and very happy to be part, proud, if I may say, to be part of this. As happy as we were to have them be part of the video and the story and the message to tell people that there is more that can be done and not to be limited by what their disability has put onto them.
All right.
So I think they all really embraced this opportunity to come forward, and we are very happy with the results.
Okay, I'm going to ask Zora the same question. What was it like to be involved in this campaign? Was it the message that you wanted to put out for yourself as someone with disabilities?
Yes, for sure. I think the whole process was extremely motivating and super empowering for all of us. And I think being involved with the whole process with other like-minded people was also very encouraging. And I think I'm extremely grateful for Great Eastern for this opportunity to be able to be part of this campaign. Most importantly, I think in mainstream media, you don't really see disabled people being represented. You see all different kinds of people represented, and you also see able-bodied people acting like disabled people, but not actually disabled people, you know? So I think it was really a chance for us to actually showcase what we can do and what we are capable of doing, and be able to work on a real music video and let us execute our vision. So I think it sends out an extremely powerful message that, that would really encourage the public. And this is not the usual depressive narrated associated with people with disabilities. And I think this is the first time actually that I felt like my disability won't stop me from achieving my dreams.
Right. Okay. Now,
I just want to jump in here, right?
Okay.
Basically, this Life Proof crew, these heroes, right? They weren't just the performers there, you know. They actually directed, produced the whole music video, right? And a lot, all the ideas of how that whole set and all that came from them, right? And you would understand that if you actually saw the backstory, the behind the scenes video, it tells you a little bit about that.
So did it inspire you, Colin?
Definitely. I mean, although I must say that I believe a lot of things are possible if you set your mind to it, regardless of whether you are able-bodied or disabled, right? Some able-bodied people think that a lot of things cannot be done, right? But I think here at Great Eastern, we are in the business of giving security and helping inspire people to live their best life, being a life company, right? So this is what we seek to do, right? To inspire people, and with that also to highlight the need for adequate planning, right?
Okay.
Because you can want to do everything, but it is also important to have resources and the means to do it.
Right. We're speaking with Colin Chan, Managing Director, Group Marketing, Great Eastern, and Fatima Zora, an advocate for inclusivity and people with disabilities. I'm going to stay with you for a minute, Colin, and you talk about this, but do you think it's an uncomfortable proposition for all of us? You know, when we're thinking about protecting our income, protecting our jobs and our lifestyles, you know, when we are considering insurance plans for ourselves, investment plans for ourselves, to be considering the possibility of a disability down the road. Do you think that's uncomfortable for us?
I think that is something, I think it's, my sense is it's quite neutral to people, but a lot of people think that, oh, no, like, okay, it's not going to happen to me, especially for the younger
people.
I'll buy
the rider, but I'm not going to need it.
Yeah, no, maybe I don't really need it. It will never happen to me.
Right.
Right. Especially the younger people. Right. So I think as an insurer, it is in a sense our duty to make sure people are properly informed and educated, in that sense.
Sure. Okay. Now we go back to Zora. Now, people with disabilities obviously want to lead a purposeful life. How do you think that is possible for you?
I think we must believe and constantly remind ourselves that people with disabilities can still lead a purposeful life in spite of our disabilities. And our identities are not defined by our disabilities. And this is also the message that Great Eastern has been sharing through this campaign that gives a message of hope to people with disabilities. I would say I'm a living testimony, like many other Life Proof crew who I worked with, that we can still pursue our dreams despite of life's unforeseen circumstances.
All right. Now, before I let you both go, Colin, how does this campaign fit into the wider Great Eastern goal of life proofing as Singaporeans?
Yeah, so Great Eastern, we have been here for the longest time in Singapore. We are the market leader. And life-proofing Singaporeans basically is the idea of how do we make sure everyone has all the opportunities and everything that they hope and dream to have, they are able to do it, right? In a nutshell, something like that, right? And that is basically an extension of our whole brand philosophy, brand promise of a life company. To empower all our customers to be well prepared against all of the possibilities that life throws to us, right? So this campaign, specifically the Live Life Proof with CareShield, with Great CareShield campaign, it also is a set at a time where there are a lot of discussion on disabilities, which has happened in this quarter, right? With different initiatives that's happening in Singapore, right? And it basically is another element which we go to the market to help people to be reminded to really ensure that not just plan for their future, but ensure their future. Make sure that whatever happens, I can still give the best shot, live the best life that I have. Right? So that is basically part of our whole efforts that we have been doing consistently. And from a LifeProof perspective, this year, that's how we have been articulating it, going to the market. How do we get more people aware of the need to have these kinds of protection, in a sense?
I think COVID-19 helps you out on that front.
We certainly,
none of us were prepared for COVID-19 and the fallout that ensued after.
I mean the fact that COVID-19 happened helped remind a lot of people the need to prepare for uncertainties.
Certainly.
Right. Yeah. And it is only our duty to make sure that we follow through on that and help get that message across and help people plan with the solutions that we have to make sure that they live LifeProof.
All right. We've been speaking with Colin Chan, Managing Director, Group Marketing, Great Eastern, and Fatima Zora, an advocate for inclusivity in people with disabilities. Thank you both of you for sharing. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3.